Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Last hour, we drilled into it. Hackers used tools stolen from the NSA in worldwide cyber attack, but we're openly calling for the abolition of the IRS and the NSA, their criminal enterprises, without constitutional authority. Experts say the cyber attack, one of the biggest in history, backed by NSA tools, if you will, it's nothing compared to what will be happening in the future if we don't get a handle on this thing. And the only way to get a handle is to shut down the agency that's unconstitutional, that's a criminal organization that created the code to make this happen in the first place. This is already believed to be the biggest online extortion attack ever recorded, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt openly called to abolish the unconstitutional criminal enterprise known as the NSA. The NSA has total access to your computers and has had so since Windows 95? Yeah. WorldNet Daily, June 23rd, 2013 article documents all that. Trump says it's not possible for my team to be accurate when in press briefings. Will he really abolish or drop daily press briefings? We pray so. The White House won't confirm or deny if there's recording devices in the White House. I don't blame Donald for not being willing to confirm or deny that. The liberals will be all over him, but you can't confirm it because you don't even know if you understand the details. Anyway, last hour breaks that down. I make a living in IT, and I challenge anybody over this. Will the new FBI director prosecute Hillary Clinton and lock her up? I wish, but the answer is not. It will not happen. I pray that it would, but don't believe so. Donald and Hillary are friends. Remember that. All right. All right. Hour two starts now, Kurt. Headline. The Fed hints that another rate increase is coming. Do you think that'll be true? Are they going to have another Fed interest rate increase?
Isn't it amazing, with all this, how they just can... signal these kind of things. I mean, imagine how things were before we had the unconstitutional Federal Reserve, Sam.
Amen to that, sir.
I mean, just imagine where, we had honest money. Nobody had to signal any rate increase from any, bank on high.
Any manipulator.
Just think of that. And I was thinking about this the other day when a friend of mine picked up a batch of silver from me, at the honey table. I just thought, every time somebody does that, they trade those paper dollars, the Federal Reserve notes, and switch them for some real money, silver dollars that even, like in this case, they come right from the U.S., mint. Every time they do that, then they a little bit, they return us just a little bit to constitutional money, and so it kind of, thrills me a little bit. I mean, just imagine if more and more people did that, they'd simply be able to protect themselves because they'd have real, gold and silver instead of paper, and that unconstitutional thing called the Federal Reserve would have just a little bit more competition, So it's pretty cool.
You can literally pray for that, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and work for it and promote it, solutions, that kind of stuff. But, it's amazing, isn't it? The Federal Reserve, they're just going to let us know, I think we're going to raise interest rates just a little more. And who really controls the economies?
Well, all right, we got a couple of Drudge headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
That are worth referring to as well in the news, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right, Sam. One of them at least has a lot to do with... at least the he who owns the media makes the rules report, Sam. I mean, you know how we've taught, you've taught people that for years. And these drudge headlines are about what's called the Washington Post. You remember, well, here's what they are. Bloodsport, colon, Washington Post newsroom cheers after latest Trump hit. So they make it sound like it's a boxing match or a, you know, a no holds barred kind of beat up thing. And so they're all happy after the latest Trump hit. And the next headline, flashback, colon, Trump warned Bezos on Amazon monopoly. Next headline, Washington Post newsroom cheered Obama visit. You know, and it's just the way it is, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules. The Jeff Bezos understands that principle, bought the New York, the Washington Post, you know, and he participates in it. We've got to be reminded about that, right?
Without question, and it's good for Drudge to report that. You know, you think about it. What on earth? What do you mean blood sport? Why would the Washington Post newsroom be delighted when Donald takes a hit?
Well, I think it's a lot of the real reason is, I mean, it's just like us. Let's just, you know, let's pretend that there was a report that said the IRS has now been completely shut down and the NSA and all the government agencies. Would there be joy in?
Yes, but hold on. There's a big difference.
Our circles.
Yes, there would, without question, buddy. I'd almost take the day off of radio just to celebrate.
Amen.
But yeah. There's a reason and a difference, though. And let me explain. One That's has right. to do with the rule of law, Kurt, and the freeing exactly. of the American people and moving the needle towards the principle of liberty.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So Good I would point. Celebrate that. Now, if there was a bad thing that happened to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Bush, presidents that I have stood against, if you will, that I disagree with, that I think are wrong, yeah. that are...
Okay, a great point.
I wouldn't be happy for something bad to happen to them. So what's the next hit that Donald's taking that they're happy about? Let's kind of make this clear, for instance.
You know, it seems like, I don't even know which one it is, Sam.
Because there's too many all at once.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is,
but let's say the latest hit has to do with the scandal of Donald. What's the latest one they're saying? That he leaked information to the Russians and he violated the classified status of information.
Some
and he
kind of
talked out of turn.
Or, you know, yeah, or whatever.
All right, now,
you know.
Number one, why would I be happy if any of our presidents do that?
Right.
Okay, I wouldn't be happy if Barack did that.
But see, they view this whole thing as almost like a game where you've got, you know, you're on this side, you're on that side, you know, and you're, you know, hoping your side wins.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's bogus.
It should be America as, you know, the team where we all hope America and the world wins.
Amen. That's exactly right. And that's why I would be happy if we reduced government. In my opinion, overreach or criminal activity, all those things, unconstitutional, violations of liberty, spending money, putting the people into a panic state of fear and tyranny. I would celebrate the reduction of those things, okay?
Here's
but I would never, hold on, I would never celebrate, though, the demise of a president or the putting America in jeopardy. I don't care which side or which group is in power. I'm not interested in those things.
Well, that's a great point, and a little more detail behind that headline, the one that says, Washington Post newsroom cheers after latest Trump hit. When you follow that, you see the Twitter report where it says, applause in the newsroom as the Russia leak scoop breaks the Hollywood access record for most readers per minute.
Okay, so
maybe what they
were
excited about was they got more readers.
But I would never be excited about the demise of a president and a violation of the law, and then that's the scoop that we basically make our it's kind of like celebrating if you're a pharmacy. Oh, man, this is awesome. Everybody's sick. You know, we're just pumping out drugs left and right. Or let's say you're a funeral director. It's like, man, I'm just applauding the latest riot where everybody died. I can bury all these bodies and get rich or whatever. It's that kind of mentality. I don't accept that, Kurt. I don't believe Donald did leak information to the Russians in the first place. But if he did, It's a sad scenario. It's not anything to be happy about. And I would never want to piggyback my ratings or my fame or my fortune on that demise or ill-gotten, quote, silver cloud or whatever you want to say, silver lining from the negativity that's going. I wouldn't want that to happen to George Bush or Barack Obama or any of the Bill Clinton, any of the presidents I disagree with. That's just not good for the country. It's principally a problem. I would never be happy about that. You see the difference in who's who's, folks?
Yep.
Now, Washington Post cheered Obama visit. Let's talk about that one, too, because this, again, is my point. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill. Or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Washington Post newsroom cheered Obama visit. Kurt, what's this about?
Well, what you've got is the AmericanMirror.com gives this piece, and it references a 2009 basically report from Politico where Matt Drudge sourced this from Politico's story there, and this is the background. It said, after 3.5 hours at his transition office, this is when Barack was just first, as far as I know, when he was first elected, and so he was the president-elect at that time, and they say he took another six-minute ride through Washington, arriving at 1:57 p.m. at the nondescript Soviet-style building at 15th and L Street that houses the Washington Post. Around 100 people, and this guy writes, Post reporters, perhaps, awaited the president-elect's arrivals, cheering and bobbing their coffee cups. Anyway, so that was where this source was from, back then.
Now,
and so they were kind of on board for a big cheer there.
Why would they be happy about that?
Well, because they're fans of that type of government, socialism and that kind of thing, and they're not fans of the Trump one.
All right, Donald Trump warned Jeff Bezos, whatever, on what, monopoly for Amazon, Kurt?
Yeah, you remember that.
Yes,
you know,
I do.
Where basically, you know, and so that was Trump's way of kind of, you know, saying, hey, we can use our power, you know. And that headline came from recode.net, and it was a November 9th, 2016, so it was just after the election. It says, Donald Trump said Amazon and Jeff Bezos have a huge antitrust problem. Now they may. The subheadline said the president-elect is certainly one to hold grudges.
Well, see, I don't know about that necessarily, but what I do know is this. It's a flashback. We're highlighting it, and here's the question. Is Amazon becoming a predatory issue with, you know, a concern of a monopoly, Kurt?
Well, I think it certainly has a lot of power, and, you know, I mean, you look at the other report, we see the headline, Amazon 49,000% gain, most super of super stocks since 1926.
Yeah, but Kurt, what you'll find out is 90% of these gargantuan companies got all kinds of government either funding to start out,
well,
favoritism
exactly
along
right.
the way. In other words, governments build these gargantuan corporations. Otherwise, they don't get that big, Kurt.
Yeah, or they, you know, they get help. You know, you could basically
whether it's protection via regulation, whether it's special privileges with contracts, whether it's literal funding, whether it's who knows. But there you go.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really have too much of a problem with Amazon, even though I think what they're doing is quite predatory and quite abusive. And there's big concern. I understand it IT wise. And believe it or not, I'm a salesman for a company and I deal a lot with Amazon. And Amazon was my account in the early days. I'm very familiar with Amazon. OK, I get it.
Yes, you are.
However, what I will say is this, though. I'm not so sure they're more of a predator than Microsoft used to be.
Good point. That's a
or anybody
great,
else.
Great.
And
point.
I don't see that government literally had to do anything to stop them from their predatory. All government needed to do was get out of the way and quit helping, first of all. Let the free market work, second of all. And now we're not even debating if Microsoft is that big or a predator. We're worried more about Apple. That was the underling that without government contracts and help and everything else didn't even have a prayer back in the day.
Yep.
But what you had is Apple teamed in with the education government, and then the education government funded Apple. That's what kept Apple alive all these years. And eventually then, you know. But I bring this all up because, Amazon's a huge concern. But so is Apple. So is Microsoft. So is Google. Oh, Google was funded by your government to even exist, huh? Okay. See, and that's where we kind of come to is these big gargantuan, too big to fail banks and corporations are all backed by, manipulated in partnership in a fascist way with government every time.
That's exactly right.
Now, let's step aside from that debate for a quick second, though, and say this. One cool thing Amazon has done is made it easier for you to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live and your favorite Liberty News Radio Network, Kurt.
Cool, huh?
Do you know how? The average cost of internet radio is anywhere between $100 and $200, right?
Yep, I remember that.
But now they have what's called the Echo Dot. This has been around for a while, but I'm bringing it up because it really points to this. An Echo Dot costs $50, Kurt. And so now with Roku and the Echo Dot, those are two different devices. Roku goes on your TV, but you can listen to the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. But you can also use your Echo Dot to tell the Echo to play Liberty News Radio, Kurt, because we're on TuneIn, live and on-demand, and you can listen to Liberty News Radio or Liberty Roundtable, and you can literally tell Alexa, please play Liberty News Radio. And Alexa will come up and start playing Liberty News Radio now. And you can get that internet radio for $50. And a lot of people are getting them for other reasons, like to listen to sports scores or to listen to music or to update. You know, it's become your digital butler, if you will. But you can listen to Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable Live on these devices. So now the cost of an internet radio is half or a quarter of what it used to be. Now, they even have a deal.
Let me see if I understand.
Yeah, hold on. They even have a deal, though. If you buy five of them, Kurt, you get the sixth one free. So that makes if you buy five of them, or six, really five of them, you get six of them, you get them for $42 a piece even. And shipping to your door is free.
So that's five of these Echo Dots? I'm looking at it on the screen. No, six.
For the price of five.
So you get, but they work like an internet or like an internet radio, or
better.
Does that you've got to have the Roku with it?
Right. You can either have the Roku or that. There's two offerings now in this competition I'm talking about that allows you to listen to the radio. You can either do it through your Roku, you know, you buy a Roku for anywhere from $30 to $60 or $70 to $100 depending on the model. And you can listen free via your TV, or you can use this Echo. You don't need anything. Just the Echo Dot, and the Echo works too, by the way. The Dot's
Do you say the Echo like this? Echo, Echo?
If you want to. Sure. But Alexa with the Echo can play this stuff, Kurt, and it can do way more than just play our channel. It can play hundreds, thousands of channels. It can give you news updates. It can turn on and off your lights. You can put it, make it a controller in your house for all kinds of home automation.
Have you got one of those Echoes?
I bought one. I'm waiting for it to come.
Oh, okay.
But I've played with them a ton.
Oh, you have to. Yeah. Oh, okay. So somebody else had one.
Yeah,
whatever.
I played with them a lot. I know a lot about them. You know, there's a debate, though, about privacy. You know, you put one of those things in your home, it's listening all the time, Kurt.
I'm sure the NSA doesn't have.
Well, you think Jeff has a back door to the NSA so they can listen to you on that sucker?
No.
And let me make this very blatant.
They wouldn't do that.
I don't really care if the government listens to me, but, you know, what if they assemble all kinds of statements where Sam's like, yeah, abolish the IRS and the government's a criminal enterprise. And my response is, in my case, all you got to do is download Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah, just download the show. It's
but you know, I'm just saying. Or here's the next question. What if you have one of those in your bedroom? And what if you should decide to be intimate with your wife, Kurt? I just want to tell you that Alexa's listening. Which means who else is listening? And the answer is you don't know. And so I'm not really trying to get into the salacious details of that, but I am trying to kind of make
like
a point.
Like your phone's in there, you know?
Yeah, or your phone too. Oh, there's a back door on that. Compliments of your government agencies too, huh?
Well, yeah, it's for your good, you know.
Now, there's a family in the news, and they're really doing their best to find out the truth. And there's a guy by the name of Seth Rich back in the day that was murdered in D.C., and they said, hey, you know, it was a robbery gone wrong, gone botched, whatever, and that's all there is to it. Well, all kinds of folks did research and say that's not really the real story. Well, now we might get more patent and evidence on the real story, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, and Drudge highlighted this, but it's really just a Fox 5 story, which is, that means it's a local Fox affiliate. And in my opinion, this story won't get legs.
But it should.
What do I mean by that, Sam?
Well, what you're saying is that they'll report it on Fox 5.
Yeah.
And they'll put it on the wire. Yeah. But what'll happen is it'll just be buried, and that way, if there's ever a debate, they can say, oh, no, we covered it on Fox 5, our local affiliate. We also sent it to the wire. They'll have great ability to claim they covered the story. But what they'll really do is they won't repeat the story. It won't get top billing. It won't get continued wall-to-wall coverage like these other stories they want to promote. So they'll have this plausible deniability saying we did report it, but yet never really let the people know the pay dirt, get the story or the details. They'll never flesh it out to where people can connect the dots and admit that the people they claimed were conspiracy theorists are now proven right. And I'm going to make you wait till after the pause to tell everybody the details. That's how we're supposed to do it in great radio, Kurt.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a family's private investigator. Whose family? Seth Rich. We're talking about evidence that relates to right now and relates to Donald Trump and relates to the NSA. And it goes on and on and on
and
on
Hillary.
Your radio. Oh, Hillary?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Over at Bloomberg, economist Tyler Cohen is making good observations about the political situation, but Cohen leaves out any free market solution. According to many pundits, America needs more doctors, surgeons, and nurses, more people competing for those services. Government restrictions on the healthcare industry keep prices high. They also prevent a free market for healthcare services. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. How about privacy for drivers? Well, private companies can now go ahead and keep scanning and recording license plates of parked cars in California. There had been a bill in that state's Senate that would have given the owners of cars the right to cover up their plates when the cars are parked. Well, that failed in a committee vote. Automated license plate reading companies, quote, are collecting massive amounts of data on average ordinary people and then selling it for profit. That according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The information is used by law enforcement, financial lenders, insurers, collection agencies. More worrisome is that the software might be programmed to reveal real-time alerts about just where drivers are.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Seth Rich murder. What, 18 months ago, or I don't know exactly when it was, but they basically said that, hey, it was a robbery gone wrong. But the government lied, Kurt, and more evidence coming out on this. We told you there was more than meets the eye on this, and boy, howdy.
Well, that's right, Sam, and as we said, you know, this is sourced from Drudge, which, you know, hats off to him for, you know, or at least pointing to the story, but it's a Fox 5, which means it's a local Fox affiliate that has the story. I don't believe that the story will get legs. That means I don't think that there'll be a whole bunch of people reporting on it simply because it would bring out the fact that, hey, there's a whole bunch of these unexplained deaths when you start especially digging into the past of the, you know, the Clintons. We lovingly refer to it as the Clinton body count. And, you know, you can look up this and, you know, you can see it's, I mean, it's like 40 or 50 people with all these unexplained deaths and people dying, laying on railroad tracks in Arkansas and all this kind of stuff. And yet, this, at least in my opinion, is just one of the latest ones.
Let's be very clear and prove that we don't take sides, Kurt. This is a DNC staffer, right?
Right, right.
So, that's, you know, exactly right. You would think if we're the
that
guys
means that Democratic National Committee.
Yeah, good point. Okay, so you would think guys like us, though, would celebrate that, right?
No, we don't celebrate
anybody.
No, I
know, but what I'm telling you is if it was the other side, that'd be like kind of celebrating.
The RNC.
Because
right.
That's how they
good
go.
Point.
Okay, we don't do that. I'm saddened that Seth Rich is dead.
Yeah.
I think there's more to this story, and I don't care who it is. He's a son of God, and he's an American, and I believe in life, liberty, and we need to dig into this. There's something wrong here. The D.C. police not willing to talk about this now. That, by the way, is Washington, D.C. police.
That's exactly right.
They're not willing to talk about this at all, but there's multiple staffers now saying he had ties to WikiLeaks and that there's more to this murder than meets the eye. Here's the facts, really. They say Seth Rich had dirt on the DNC staff, and he was talking to WikiLeaks. Yep. Seth was killed, and the D.C. police covered it up. Now, I don't have all the facts on this.
Right.
That's the claims being made. I'm here to report it, though, and say, look, number one, I'm not happy when a guy gets killed at all. But what I'm saying is we got to have the truth here. And if we're going to really talk about Donald Trump and the leaks to the Russia, we got to talk about a DNC staffer leaking to WikiLeaks, don't we?
That's right.
And how do you have one and not the other?
And this one, for example, if let's just imagine this was a really poor family. Now, by the way, their name is Rich, and they must be rich enough to have hired a private investigator. The guy's name is Rod Wheeler, and by the way, he's a former police homicide detective for the D.C. police, so he knows his way around, that whole deal. And he suggests that there's tangible evidence on the guy that was killed's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. Now, what I want to ask this simple question is, this isn't in the story, Sam, but do you think there's a possibility that the guys at the DNC and Hillary, Bill, that they might have known that this was a source for those leaks?
Yeah, I have a great idea that that's very likely. And I would also say this, it's strange that no one dies until Hillary gets close to the White House again.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. It's just like, wow. But see, they're not going to dig into this. There's going to be a few of us that report it. There's going to be a few like Fox that finally admits we were right. But really, it's not going to go hardly anywhere, is it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, especially because it says, the Wheeler guy, this former D.C. police homicide detective, that means he, worked in this stuff. He's running this parallel investigation, and he said he believes there's a cover-up, and the police department has been told to back down from the investigation. That's big.
What do you say to that
stuff?
Kurt?
And yet, like I say, I mean, this is right in the Fox 5 story, but I mean, is the Huffington Post, are the NBC, CBS guys, ABC, are they going to pick up on this and really dig deep into it like it was like they've dug into that whole Russia thing? Sam, do you think
they'll
do it?
And again, this is the
issue. I just don't think they will.
Well, they have to if they're going to really be honest with themselves.
Yeah, but that's
because, look,
if they're
going to be honest.
In Donald's
case, the worst you say is some information was leaked. In this case, there's a murder.
Yeah.
It's even a higher bar.
Do you think there's any chance of them really digging
in? Absolutely not. Okay, Fox will report enough of it so they can claim they're the conservative news agency. But they won't really drill in and do wall-to-wall coverage on this.
Yep.
And the fact that
the Wheeler...
D.C. police are not talking tells you plenty that there's a problem there, too.
Oh, yeah. And this former D.C. police homicide detective that this family has hired as a private investigator, Mr. Wheeler, also told these guys, he said, quote, I have a source inside the police department that has looked at me straight in the eye and said, Rod, we were told to stand down on this case, and I can't share any information with you. Now, that's highly unusual for a murder investigation.
Now, who gave the stand down order?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It said that was a from the police.
I know, but I want to know who gave that order.
I believe this is what he says.
It doesn't say who gave
the
order.
In the story. Yeah,
they just said we've been
they
told
were
to
told.
Stand down.
Yeah,
yeah. We need to know who gave that order.
Right, and we need to know who this source is. But this guy's unlikely to give that up simply because, then that guy'd probably be wind up dead, right?
Without question.
Yeah.
And, hey, when people are dead, it's pretty powerful that folks are not going to talk.
Yeah, they're a lot quieter.
But anyway, good for the family's private investigator. I hope we get paid in on this. Kurt's right. It's a story that must be talked about. I'm not happy that a guy from the other side of the aisle or the left-right lie paradigm is dead. I want the truth. I want accountability, and I want government to be responsible here. All right, Kurt, I guess Disney is in the news. I guess they're suffering from the same NSA abuse, aren't they?
Well, what I wanted, here's what the headline reads, ladies and gentlemen. It says, hackers holding Disney's latest Pirates of the Caribbean for ransom. Now, don't pirates kind of hold many time people
yeah,
for ransom?
This is one of these scenarios, you know? Kurt, where it's just kind of, I always bring this up where it's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So it's about the Pirates of the Caribbean and the digital pirates hold it hostage?
But what I'm trying to figure out is what do they do? Do they steal the movie so Disney doesn't have it now, and so the hackers are the only guys that can sell it?
Well, and that's the problem. See, maybe, I don't believe that's true. And if that's the case, Disney's completely irresponsible to not have their stuff backed up separate. What I think means is they have other copies of it. Now Disney can release it, but so can they, and they say they'll release it too. And in other words, it won't be copy protected anymore. Is what I think it means. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the updated, comments from a former hacker, and you can always believe former hackers. It says Disney's upcoming Johnny Depp film, Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Men Tell No Tales. Oh, we were just talking about Dead Men Telling No Tales.
Yeah, just ask Seth.
Has been.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, he won't be talking. Has been pilfered by ransom hackers seeking payment from the studio. The hackers have demanded an enormous amount of money to be paid to Bitcoin. Disney's currently working with the FBI and will not pay.
And the FBI will certainly get to the bottom of it. Maybe the FBI ought to go talk to the NSA.
Yeah, that's right.
Because look, if the NSA can create the code to create the ransomware, then the FBI could hold the NSA accountable for leaking it, and you know, maybe that could track to the hackers. Who knows? It's just, you know, weird stuff.
Yeah, the bottom paragraph to this story, way down deep in it, says that I think is kind of the key to this whole thing, you know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. It says the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise has pulled in a whopping $3.72 billion in worldwide box office since first launching in 2003. It's not clear how releasing the movie would impact the new film's fortunes. So,
it'll impact them a bunch, and it'll set up a bad standard. I commend Disney for not paying. But I wonder how closely tied this is to the NSA leak and participation in the hackers holding Disney hostage. Is that terrorism, folks?
The pirates.
By the way, we talked about a man named Rich. He's dead. The government's not talking. To now, people that are rich. We'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Folks are in fear. I'm just saying.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133.
Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. So I mentioned that we talked about a guy named Rich. He's dead. The D.C. police aren't talking. It's all tied to WikiLeaks and to the Donald and to maybe the Russians are involved. It's all one big vicious circle of the Democrats at the center of leaks and who knows what. And then they're blaming it on the Donald and blaming it on Russia and everybody else. And we got to get to the bottom of it. But the mainstream press won't talk about it. I guarantee it. Fox doing a good job of at least getting the news available so we can grab it and carry the ball. But Fox won't keep it up, I doubt. I pray they will, but doubt it. Anyway, so we go from the man named Rich to rich retirees, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, and they say they've got trouble. They're worried. You know, the headline reads, it's by Ben Steverman. And the headline reads, rich retirees are hoarding cash out of fear. Subheadline, while younger generations get poorer, older Americans can't seem to spend it all. Yeah. Now, I don't know if you want to comment before we go into the story, but, you know, they talk about University of Michigan, you know, and something talking about a financial planning software company called United Income, who, you know, they studied it out, and these older folks, you know, they're even saving when they're older, and these guys can't figure it out, Sam. I mean, they say, hey, you know, why don't they quit hoarding their money? You know, they want them to spend it, you know, and then they say when they die, that means there's more money left, and it, you know, just kind of doesn't make it fair. You know, if they'll just spend it, then everything will be better, they kind of say. What say you?
Well, my response about that is this. How many of these rich folks are on government handouts stealing from the taxpayers?
Well,
no, it's not a complete stealing. We stole from them their whole lives. So it's like, you know, you steal from me, I steal from you. Or, you know, at some point, I believe it's fair to get back what they took from you. But at the same time, you kind of go, all right, well, that's why you got this disparity. But what you really have is government regulation involved here, too. For example, if you have a 401k, you're not even allowed to use it until you're 59 and a half. Doesn't matter how bad you need it before that. And so government is forcing older Americans to have all this money in the first place. And that's a problem in and of itself. Government participates in stealing from the taxpayers to give all these old people money in the first place. And so this whole idea is just manipulated by government. And the reality is, you know what? I don't have any problem with people having money. And I don't have any problem with people doing whatever they want with it, Kurt. And why is the government even involved?
Yeah, in this story, they say in all, American households and nonprofits were worth $93 trillion at the end of last year. That's according to the U.S. Federal Reserve. And, of course, you know, you wouldn't want to question those numbers. They say that's almost $300,000 for every man, woman, and child in the country. Of that, they say Americans held $25.3 trillion as retirement assets, according to the Investment Company Institute. That includes $8.4 trillion in defined benefit pensions and $14.9 trillion in individual retirement accounts. Now, the thing I wanted to bring up about this story, Sam, is just imagine if those people that were kind of concerned with, you know, they're fearful of, well, maybe losing those assets and things, if they would spend, you know, a little bit of it, kind of like Jeff Bezos did, to support and, well, encourage the kind of freedom-loving Americans that try to bring truth and prosperity and all those good things of the American values.
And the answer is, I think they would, Kurt, if they could, but I think most people don't really realize they can and how and where and what.
That's right.
Because the new media takes center stage. And they, you know, I think a lot of older Americans would fund Liberty News Radio and really realize how important it is. But how do you?
That's right.
You know,
how do they know about it?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they can buy themselves an Echo. get one of those dots, and then you can set it up for them, and all they got to do is say, Alexa, play Liberty News Radio, and boom, it'd happen. I mean, it can even wake you up as your alarm clock, Kurt, and just start playing.
Good point.
You can wake up to the soothing voice of Kurt Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can wake up and it'd be like, Buenos dias. Greetings and such. See what I mean? That could be your alarm clock, Kurt.
Yeah,
or you can hear me go, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that easy to listen to the radio now, Kurt. You don't even get to do anything. You just got to let it wake you up.
Good point. This author says, what can get rich elderly Americans spending more? You know,
I don't know why we need to have them spend more.
I know, but
what I'd like to do is have them pay down debt for their younger loved ones.
He says one way is to reassure them they're not going to run out of cash.
Because that's something that you can reassure.
Yeah, and I'm like, how do you do that? Maybe the problem, he says, requires more creative solutions. Financial.
Oh, boy, stop
this like
guy
the
now,
Federal
please.
Reserve. He goes, even as retirees live longer, healthier lives, they become more pessimistic about the economy, the stock market, and their own financial situation. Yeah, well, that
But look,
that
they're holding cash out of fear, Kurt. What are they afraid of?
Well, Sam, I mean, many of these people have seen, they've seen in their lifetimes the
like
time
the recession,
when...
the depression, that kind of manipulation.
Right. They've actually seen... when they used to have all these silver dollars that basically, you know, there were plenty of them around. They'd get them for change, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they've seen their dollar basically melt down to where the dollar they use now is worth maybe a nickel
or
of what
cents,
the one that they knew before.
All right, good point.
And so they know there's something wrong.
Well, then you just got to get rid of the Federal Reserve and let people go back to the constitutional currency and have real, honest money, and then the fear will go away, and then people will spend their money, and it'll be all good.
Yeah, but this article didn't have any room.
All right, liberals are erupting, Kurt. We got to get to this story. Over Miss USA. What's her name, Karen McAuliffe?
You're probably right about her name. I didn't
you're
see
supposed
her,
to have
name,
her name
but,
in the headline.
You know,
Kurt.
This good point.
And the reason why I put the name, a lot of these people don't put the name in the headline because they want that in the body of their story. But I don't play that game. I put the name in the headline because you want to remember Carrie. She's standing for principle, Kurt, and deserves credit.
And this lady, apparently, Sam, she's a government employee, and yet she hasn't really drank, the whole government. Kool-Aid. She's like a scientist, pretty smart and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, Sam, she's committed one of the cardinal sins because they asked her this question. They said, do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege and why? And
I would submit that it's a criminal act. It's neither.
Well, she didn't answer it quite like you did, but she just said, I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I'm granted health care, and I see firsthand that for one to have health care, you need to have jobs.
An idea like that. She might be a Trump supporter.
And so she rejected the liberal mantra that health care is a human right. Then she went on to say, therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment so that we're given the opportunities to have health care as well as jobs for all Americans worldwide. Anyway,
she was beat up like
crazy on the, Twitter and
well,
all those
right
different things.
Well, she's right as rain.
Yep.
But it's not really even a privilege either because those who have government health care oftentimes get abused by the system and it goes on and on. So it's like a criminal enterprise running around.
Yeah. But what she at least meant was that it's not something that, like
the government should do,
All
right, now, Trump has settled on nominating Calista Gingrich, that's Newt's wife, to be the U.S. ambassador for the Vatican envoy, Kurt. Did you see this?
Oh, boy, Calista Newt.
Yeah, they say that that way Newt will quit bugging the Donald.
Okay, maybe so.
I'd rather have Calista than Newt at least. But I
good point.
Wouldn't go for either of them. I'd probably put Kurt Crosby as the ambassador to the Vatican. Actually, I'd probably find one of my Catholic buddies to do it. Maybe John Stockton would be good, Kurt.
Good point.
He's our Catholic buddy that does a great job, and I think he's a good, honest, moral man with a...
Yeah.
You know, he's well-known, too, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why do we have to have one of those, by the way?
I have no idea. Don't think we have to, Kurt, but, you know.
Yeah, that's...
But I'd put a good guy like John Stockton there, but I just get rid of
him. If we have to have one, yeah, that's right. But so many times, couldn't the president just...
There's so many news pieces to talk about. I want to get to this one before the end of the hour, too, Kurt. Looks like Trump's agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, is in the news, and he's convinced that China will love America's juicy beef. Did you see this headline?
No, I didn't, but...
All right, let me just break this down.
Would love
Why
that,
do yeah, we need to know. Give beef to the Chinese, though? I don't mean to be rude, but does it make any sense
What he's meaning is that, you know, we need to sell it to them, and
no,
then we don't need to sell beef to the Chinese?
No.
Why not?
Well, why should we, you know, create beef in the United States, the cows use our land, do all these things, and then send beef to China so that we have to import beef or import other
Well, it's true
meats.
About
why
that.
Why don't we just let them do their own beef and we do our own beef, Kurt? Because it doesn't make any sense environmentally or anything else to send all that beef, you know, thousands of miles across the globe.
Good point. But what he is saying, Sam, is that if on the whole tariff thing, you know, where usually China charges us massive amounts to access their markets because they're playing smart. You know, they keep their money, and that's how they become, you know, basically wealthy. And they access our markets for nothing. You know, if we leveled the playing field, then they'd buy a lot more of our products.
That's right. But I'm not for sending beef across the globe, though. I don't see how you keep it cold the whole time. It's days and days and days that you got to have it on a ship across the ocean, or you got to, you know, keep it frozen and cold, or you've got to... Why not just let them have their local beef and we'll have our local beef and save all that environmental manipulation to get that done? And by the way, all we got to do to solve that, Donald, listen up, because I'll tell you how to solve the Chinese problem. Whatever tariffs they put, we just mirror their tariffs.
Yep.
We're not going to charge more
and,
or less. We're just going to mirror your
trade
tariffs,
trade with
China.
Them and be friends with them. And even if they want to eat our beef, it's a lot better than... sharing missiles.
By the way, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is pulling out of the Boy Scouts. We'll talk about that in greater detail tomorrow. How's that? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.